poll, majority of voters agree with Trump, call porous border a crisis. By John Binder on January 14, 2019. The establishment media and elected Democrats have failed to convince the American public that mass illegal immigration and drug trafficking at the United States-Mexico border is a manufactured crisis, a new poll reveals. The latest Quinnipiac University poll finds that the majority of Americans, Republican voters, swing voters, American men, as well as both college-educated whites and non-college-educated whites agree that there is a security crisis at the southern border. In total, 54% of Americans agree with President Trump's assertion that the country's porous southern border has created a crisis of skyrocketing illegal immigration and deadly drug trafficking. About 86% of Republican voters agree, as well. Swing voters by a majority of 54% say there is a crisis at the southern border, while 58% of American men and 50% of American women say the same. Roughly 51% of college-educated whites say there is a crisis at the border and 64% of non-college-educated whites agree. The poll is a blow to the establishment media's narrative that illegal immigration and drug trafficking are not out of control at the southern border, though federal data does not support these claims. In her response address to Trump's Oval Office address on immigration, Representative Nancy Pelosi, DCA, claimed the president was manufacturing a crisis at the southern border. Angel mom Marianne Mendoza, whose 32-year-old son, Arizona officer Brandon Mendoza, was killed by an illegal alien, blasted Pelosi and the media narrative in an exclusive interview with Breitbart News. "You will never know how hurtful that is to every one of us Angel families who have been fighting this," Mendoza said of the manufactured crisis claims. "It's basically a slap in our face and a kick to our loved ones' graves. A manufactured crisis, it's unbelievable they can even come up with these words." Currently, the federal government has remained partially shut down as House Democrats block any funding for physical barriers at the U.S.-Mexico border. A handful of Senate Republicans, meanwhile, crafted a plan to give amnesty to illegal aliens that ultimately failed to gain traction. President Donald Trump has said he is reviewing a plan to deem the border an illegal immigration a national emergency in order to fund a wall along the southern border. John Binder is a reporter for Breitbart News. Follow him on Twitter at @JXHNBinder.